Quentin Johnson for our book review.
Good morning.
You've been reading Somewhere Becoming Rain, collected writings on Philip Larkin by Clive James. This is quite a pairing.
Yes. Well, Clive James is a great fan of Philip Larkin, so perhaps I should go back. Most people probably know who Clive James is. He's a television personality. He started off writing television reviews, I think, in The Observer, but he's also an essayist and a novelist and a poet. And that's the way that he'd like to be remembered, as a poet. And he admires Philip Larkin very much. Philip Larkin was a poet, wrote in the 40s and 50s and 60s. And he, the surprising thing about this selection of essays that and writings that Clive James has done is how little Larkin actually wrote. He wrote two books, which probably only a person who loves Larkin would know. And he only wrote four books of poetry, very slim books of poetry. And I mean, he's an interesting poet. He's a very... Clive James considers him to be the greatest poet of the modern era. And I don't know how much consideration he's given to Russian poetry or American poetry, but that's his point. And I'll just read a bit first from a piece of Larkin's poetry. He says... It's a poem, I think it's called High Windows. He says, "Rather than words comes the thought of high windows, the sun comprehending glass, and beyond it the deep blue air that shows nothing and is nowhere and is endless." Now, it's beautifully written. It's lyrically, you know, beautiful. But it's also the poetry of despair, and that's what Clive James talks about. So these are about 13 essays. They go back from about 1974 to the last one he wrote was December of last year. And it just looks at Larkin's poetry. You can only really read one at a time. You read one and then you put it aside for a day and then you go back to the next one because it's got Clive James' typical penetrating, lucid and iconoclastic style. And it's another little bit I want to read out, but this time it's Clive James, and this is something about the way Clive James writes. Very Australian in its humour and the rest of it. And he's writing about, one of the reviews that he does in this book is a review of the actor Tom Courtney. And Tom Courtney's done a one-man show of Philip Larkin's poetry. So Clive James is talking about it, and he says about Courtney, "Clearly he would speak the prose well. How well he would speak the poetry remained to be heard. The prose was cunningly spliced together from articles, interviews and letters. I could spot nothing that had been posthumously invented for the occasion. This is a mercy because it would have stood out like a Big Mac at the Last Supper." Now, that's typical of Clive James. He brings in those little jokes, sort of nice little jokes at the end. So I enjoyed this very much, and I think even if you don't know much about Larkin, you'd probably enjoy it.
And I guess people will know about Clive James and indeed how he's ill, how there's sort of a sense that every book he writes may be his last.
Yeah, and this is, as I say, there's the last one, the last part of this essay, the last one of these little essays was written only the end of last year, but they're mostly things that he's gone to the drawer. I think his daughter suggested he do this. He's gone to the drawer and pulled out these essays about Larkin. Yeah, he's suffering from a form of leukemia, and he's been sick for at least 5 or 6 years, and he's got emphysema and kidney failure as well, and he says, you know, I'm nearing the end, which will be... terribly sad. I think he's been a fantastic, writer and essayist and humorist.
And broadcaster. And
broadcaster.
Of course, for people who perhaps encountered Philip Larkin at school, as I did, does this bring something different, a different view, a different resonance to the poetry?
Well, what it does. Well, for one thing, there's the assertion that he's a great poet. He's up there with T.S. Eliot and all the rest. The second thing is that the other thing that people... What happened was that when Larkin died, a lot of people started to review his life and his work, and they started to attack him for a couple of reasons. One was that he seemed to have two or three girlfriends on the go at the same time, and the other was that he'd written some private letters to his friends in which he appeared to be a racist and a sexist. And one of the things that Clive James brings out in this is how demonstrably in his life he was not that. That these letters, which he should never have written, were really as a kind of way of shocking his friends. He was a very mild-mannered chap. He was a chief librarian at Hull University, and he was a very gentlemanly, courteous, sweet-natured man. But after he died, there was this kind of revisionist thing that he was a racist and a sexist. And Clive James puts that to bed. So that's one of the new things, probably, that comes from this series of essays.
And are you persuaded that he was the greatest poet of the century?
Well, I'm not, because I'm not so much... I mean, he has got a beautiful ear for language. I think because ultimately it seems to me that, for one thing, he's very pessimistic. And I don't want to, I can't take too much of that. And I wonder how much he's been hemmed in by the kind of life that he had as this little, in this little English, not English town, but as a little Englander, I suppose.
Hmm.
But I don't know enough of his work. I only know really through reading bits of his poetry and also reading these essays.
And so might this then take you back to have a look at some of the original Larkin?
Yeah, I think I will. I think I will look at more of his poetry, because I've read a book of his life, but not so much of his poetry, interestingly enough.
Recommended?
Yes, very much, yep.
That is Somewhere Becoming Rain, collected writings on Philip Larkin by Clive James. It's published by Pan Macmillan. The recommended price, $27.99. And Quentin Johnson, thank you very much for coming into the studio for that.